I'm speaking with Colin Woodall, who is Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And we're talking about the proposed GPSA rule and how it might impact cattle producers in particular. Colin, first tell me, why should a cattle producer be concerned about this rule?
Now, every single producer should be concerned, whether you're big or small. It really doesn't matter, because the trickle-down effect from everything that's going to result from this particular rule is going to impact the way we market cattle. A lot of folks out there are saying that this is just about the packers or this is just about the big guys, but actually it could be anything but the truth. What we have seen is a change in the liability that's going to cause these packers to really draw up and no longer contract or provide alternative marketing arrangements or marketing alliances. And what that does is send signals throughout the entire marketing chain that we're paying commodity beef prices or a standard price across the board, regardless of the quality of your animals. So even though an individual producer may not be directly under the Packers and Stockyards Act, the trickle-down effect and impact of this particular rule is going to impact every way they market their cattle. And that's why every single producer, and producers more than anybody else, much more so than the Packers and the big guys, need to be concerned, and they need to pay attention to this, and more importantly, they need to engage in this process.
Regarding this proposed regulation, Colin, there seems to be some misconceptions out there about whether this is a piece of legislation that is before Congress. Can you explain that?
This is not a piece of legislation that we're talking about in Congress. If it was, we would have many more opportunities to try to stop this. This is an actual rule that's coming out of USDA, and it is going to go into effect whether or not Congress wants it to or thinks that it should go into effect. It's going to, because it's a full federal regulation. The only way that we can stop it or try to change it is if there is truly an outcry from producers across this country saying that, no, we do not want the government dictating what is a fair price for cattle and what the terms and conditions of marketing of cattle should be. And unfortunately, this rule, as it is written, is going to do all of that.
Okay, so the proposed rule is not legislation. It's a regulation, but it is the result of regulation. It was part of the Farm Bill. Can you give us a little bit of background on that?
Absolutely. This is the result of language that was put in the 2008 Farm Bill, which NCBA was a part of negotiating that language. And it was meant to look specifically at production contracts, and also to look more importantly or more focused on the poultry and pork industry. Many of the provisions that we're seeing in this rule are actually the result of amendments that we defeated in the Farm Bill. So we have the Obama USDA coming in and taking amendments that Congress defeated and resurrecting them as part of this rule. And we think that that is an unfortunate use of their power or abuse of their power in taking what Congress told them not to worry about and recycling it anyway. So that is the concern, that they have overstepped their bounds, they've gone too far. But all the producers and all your listeners need to understand, this is not legislation. This is an actual rule coming out of USDA. And unless producers come out and are very strong and vocal in their opposition to this, it's going to go through. And when it goes through, then we don't have a whole lot of other options, because it then becomes the law of the land and will have immediate impacts on the cattle markets. And that's why it's so important to, one, educate yourself, understand what the interpretation is, read what's going on, understand what's going on, but more importantly, get involved and deliver the message to this administration that real producers, boots-on-the-ground ranchers who are making their living every day in the cattle business, don't want the government dictating what price they can get paid for their cattle.
Okay, so a producer can go and read the rule as is proposed by USDA with the bureaucratic language that's in there, but it's also important then for the producers to understand what the rule means and get some interpretation of it, right?
Absolutely. You need to have a good interpretation. You can't just listen to the rhetoric that has surrounded this particular rule, because there's people out there that are saying that this is about protecting the marketplace and providing more transparency. But as you read the details, you find out that that's not the case. What you have to understand is things coming out of Washington, D.C., such as legislation out of Congress or rules and regulations out of the administration, can never be taken solely on their face value. You have to really comprehend not only the intended consequences, but more importantly, the unintended consequences, and understand that you've got to kick the tires and open the hood before you move forward. And that's what we have done. We have looked at this from every angle we possibly can, from the legal side, the economic side, and the producer side, to understand that the changes that are in here are going to basically restructure the cattle marketplace. Because we've got a lot of great summaries and talking points that are located on our website. That's beefusa.org. We have a big red box that has all of the background information and the toolkit that we're using to inform our producers. So we encourage them to go and look at that, and you need to send comments to USDA, which we'll tell you how on our website. And more importantly, contact both of your senators and your U.S. congressmen and let them know that they have to engage in this process.
Now, regarding the comment period, this rule was proposed on June 22nd, and initially there was only a 60-day comment period, but that has been extended. You did manage to buy producers a little bit more time to be able to look at this rule, look at the interpretations, and let their voices be heard on it.
That is correct, because it initially only had the 60-day comment period. It's been characterized by the Secretary of Agriculture as the most sweeping change in the Packers and Stockyards Act since it was passed in 1921, and we felt that that reason alone was enough to make sure that we had plenty of time, more than just 60 days, to understand this particular regulation. Because, as I said, you've got to sit back, you have to take a legal analysis of this bill, which took us almost a month, the first 30 days to do, then you have to have an economic analysis, and then you have to be able to get out in the countryside and let producers know what this means. So 60 days was just not enough. We were joined by several other groups in the livestock industry, by members of Congress, and by grassroots cattle producers to put pressure on USDA to extend that. We were able to make that happen. So right now we have until November 22nd to submit comments, and that gives us much more time to use events like next week's Department of Justice USDA workshop to continue our education focus, let producers know what's going on, and then, like I say, more importantly, get them engaged and submitting comments. It's real easy to do. All you have to do is go to our website, beefusa.org. You'll find the information on how to submit those comments. And if you have any questions, you also find our contact information and get a hold of us. But it's critical that we have a huge outcry from producers across this country saying no to big government in the marketplace.
And it is so much easier to submit comments now, and really, almost really, if you have a computer, you really don't even have an excuse not to do it, because it can all be done by email.
It is very simple. You can fax it, you can write them and mail them, but really the easiest one is to just submit them by email. That way they get there immediately, they're part of the record, and you can ensure that they don't get lost in the shuffle.
All right, thank you very much. That's Colin Woodall, who is Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.